It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
You've got some environmentally friendly ways to dispose of the live tree after we're done celebrating.
Yes, you know, a lot of people are buying live trees this year, and maybe for the first time. So let me give you some simple things to do with your Christmas tree that's going to be good for the environment. The first one is to use it as a woodland habitat, and this is probably the easiest thing to do. If you have a spot by the edge of a forest or a meadow, just put the tree out there. Just drop it there and leave it. It's going to be a nice little habitat for birds to find shelter during cold snow and windy days, and also a place to hide and stay warm through the winter. So you don't have to do anything. Just leave it there. You could chip it up and turn it into mulch. And the mulch could, of course, be used around your garden. Another thing you could do is take the boughs, cut off some of those boughs, and put them over some of your perennial flowers or some of your perennial herbs that you have. What the boughs do is that they collect snow. So when you get a snowy day and the wind is blowing, it'll blow the snow into the boughs and it collects there, and that insulates the plants so they will survive the winter better. If you have a pond or a stream, is to put the tree partly into the pond or stream. It creates a habitat for fish. How about that? It's a place for them to kind of hang out and be protected throughout the winter. The last thing you can do, of course, is to cut all the boughs off and use the trunk as a stake, or cut the trunk itself into 2-inch discs and use those little discs as edging around a bed. One last thing is that Doug in Vershire, one of our listeners, wrote to me and he said, I've got another idea for what to do with those live holiday trees. You can feed them to the goats and the alpacas. I guess they like the foliage. Who knew?
A quick question about chipping it up and using it for mulch. Are there any sorts of plants that don't particularly like a pine tree, or does the sap have any effect on the soil or any plants that are overwintering?
Yeah, it usually doesn't affect them too much. If it's a pine, for example, it may have a little more acidic quality to it, but as it decomposes, it goes more towards neutral. So I think the amount of it that you're going to have is really not going to have an adverse effect. It'll be more of a benefit.
Okay, good to know. Question time. This is from Pam in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. And Pam writes in and says, you did a series, Charlie, on voles and how to deal with the issue. She says, we have a heart trap, and we tried castor pellets and liquid, Dawn detergent, and water since fall, but nothing's worked yet. To this day, our lawn has been destroyed by these rodents. She says, we do have dogs, and therefore we try to avoid poisonous sorts of chemicals. Do you have any other suggestions?
Yeah, Pam, that's pretty tough. It sounds like you checked the lists of all the different things you could do. I would suggest if you have any wood piles, rock piles, things that are around the lawn where these voles might be hanging out and hiding. The same thing kind of with chipmunks, too. Places where they'll hide, because they don't like to be exposed. So if they have a place where they're hiding, they're going to hang out there, then go into the lawn and tunnel all over the place. So if you can move those, clear out the area a little bit, that might help. And I would try that liquid version of the castor oil again. I find the liquid is a little bit better than the pellets. And I would do it in the spring and spray it all around that lawn area, even in areas where it doesn't look like they're very active, and see if you can get them so agitated they take off and go somewhere else. The last thing, of course, is that they may have a big drop in their population through the winter, because they're a very cyclical animal. So depending upon how hard the winter is, you may not have as many next spring just through natural causes.
This next one's from Suzanne in Putney. Suzanne writes, I bought a potted geranium back inside for the winter. I cut it back. It was doing so well, 5 inches tall, many new healthy leaves. Now, she says, most of those leaves are almost entirely eaten, but she says, I see absolutely nothing on the plant or in the soil. I've looked with a magnifying glass and a strong light at every stem and leaf and an inch down into the soil. Only one large leaf is left. Any advice for Suzanne?
Well, Suzanne, it looks like you've checked every inch of those leaves. Usually it sounds like a sawfly. It would be a little caterpillar that would be eating those leaves. But since there's only one leaf left, I wouldn't worry about it, because geraniums are really tough plants. In fact, you can cut them right back now to down about a third to their size, and they'll be fine through the winter. And by cutting them back and removing the remaining foliage, maybe even repotting them in fresh soil, if that would help too, what'll happen is that come February, March, the days start getting longer, the leaves will start coming out, and then you can check them and make sure, of course, you don't have that insect. If it did overwinter, you've gotten rid of it from putting in some fresh soil. So I would suggest doing that.
Okay, well, hopefully that works out for Suzanne and her geranium. And if you've got questions about houseplants or gardening, then send it to us at All Things Gardening. Find that at vpr.org. Thank you so much, Charlie.
You're very welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.